All right, let's get back into it with the Culture Warriors every Tuesday at this time. We drill down on debates that impact our culture, and none more so than this time around anyway, Kathleen Wynne being the premier designate, and some people say she comes with the baggage, although in her victory speech on Saturday night, she was saying she's going to build on the legacy of Dalton McGuinty, for better or worse, and I wondered of that matter of her this morning, and she said, well, you know, there's a lot of positives there, but Charles McVitie sees some other negatives and sinister agendas lurking. The sex ed curriculum, where she's tipped her hand a while back as the education minister, is one such. The other thing is, you know, being in favor of all-day kindergarten on the education front, the Green Energy Act. Phil Email says the taxpayer had no say whatsoever on appointing the new premier. Another slap in the face. She wants to build on his legacy. Is she delusional? He wonders. Well, these are some of the questions that people have raised. Let's go to Dave next. Your turn, Dave. Good morning.
Morning, John.
Hi.
Well, first of all, I have no opinion on Ms. Wynne's sexuality. But apart from all that, she voted for Bill 115. She also voted to prorogue legislature. These are two things that I won't forget as a voter. I voted and for the Liberals the last time around. I went to my MP in regards to the prorogation and wasn't happy about it. There was a lot of bills that were put on the side that hurt a lot of people, and the Liberal Party need to take responsibility for that.
I got you.
That's an excellent point.
Sure, Kathleen Wynne has been an integral part of the inner sanctum of Dalton McGuinty's government, and she has to wear the orange scandal, the e-health scandal, and these three.
Why does she have to wear them? Just out of curiosity, explain that.
Because she was at the table making these financial decisions. So when they appropriate massive amounts of money and then they change the location of the gas plants, these are decisions that she was at the table making, and that is her record, and that's what she has been like, and that's what she will be like.
But everybody could be accused of that same thing, except Sandra, who jumped out for the last year. I don't know what you're saying about that. What's that? What's the point of that, Charles? That makes no sense. And in terms of building on legacy,
sense.
It's
her record.
Her
record makes sense.
All right, hang on just a second.
For good or for ill, we're always building on it. You're handed what you're handed, and you got to make your own.
No, she's not an outsider.
But wait a minute. Sometimes, you know, you also carry the torch forward when it might just be better advised to put it down or douse it. Now, as to the gas plants, speaking of flames, the ones that were extinguished in Oakville in southwest Mississauga, I did ask her about that this morning. Did she support that initiative? Here's what she said.
I think the timing was very bad. All the parties agreed that the locations were not correct, they weren't the right places. That decision should have been made much earlier, and I'll be talking obviously to the opposition leaders about that issue.
All right. I don't know if that satisfies anybody, but let's go.
Well, did she say that back then when she helped make the decision? No.
Well,
now she's all of a sudden.
Well, this might just be red meat
about it. No. Nobody believes it.
For the opposition in bringing these things back to the table, it's not going to be an easy road to hoe.
Well, Andrea Horvath has said she needs to bring it to the table, so she's doing that. I mean, it's appropriate.
All right. Let's see what the folks say. Peter and Barry, your turn. Go ahead.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Yes, I'm not sure what makes Charles an authority on human sexuality. Our education system is not giving children a choice in their sexuality. It is not a choice. Charles needs to get with the program and stop. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and believe that he's just ignorant of the issue and he's not deliberately misleading the listeners on that issue.
No, you know
because
what?
Yes, Charles, you are deliberately. We do not choose our sexuality.
Can I respond?
Please.
Then why do so many people change genders if they don't choose it? Why do they, one day they're a male, then they change to be a female,
a
transgender?
You're missing his point entirely, Charles.
No,
you're totally
because,
wrong there.
No, because it's a...
Let me say it.
It is crystal clear if people can choose different genders...
People don't.
Well, they don't choose.
You can say
genders.
That all you want, but it's a fact that's
a fact.
What they teach.
It's
that there
fact.
Are six genders, and you can be any one of these genders. And by the way, you can be one gender today, and another tomorrow, and another the next day.
You're ignorant of human sexuality. You need
no.
to stop talking.
No, 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 no,
because
no, no.
You're not an authority on human sexuality.
All right, let me ask
sure
Peter. Peter,
on.
Do you yes. believe that this whole notion of, I mean, whether it's the sex ed curriculum, the social values thing is going to actually play a
no.
role? role in...
No, good question, John. No, it's been tried and it's failed everywhere in the States, in Ontario with Mike Harris. And let's talk about Tim Hudak wearing the Mike Harris legacy. Let's please talk about that.
I mean, well, you might say, though, I mean, is there not a statute of limitations that you move forward? I guess I'm just asking, to what point...
The social value agenda that Charles McVitie and the far-right Christians want to bring forward has failed because the general population has evolved in our thinking and our acceptance of everyone.
What makes you the expert on that? It's nonsense. You know what?
Well, look at what's happening with the Boy Scouts in the States.
Our children are very, very important, and our children matter to parents, and parents will take this into consideration. Yes, you and the Toronto Star, you won't do it.
All right, and you mentioned the Boy Scouts in the United States, so I'll wrap on a couple of quick points. I appreciate your dovetailing into that, Greta, and we move forward to that very quickly. Boy Scouts have a meeting next week, or I guess a vote to be held whether or not they're going to make scout leaders and their membership available to openly gay individuals. Now, they had a ban put in 7 months ago. Supreme Court upheld it because it's a private concern. Boy Scouts, 2.6 million members. The idea that some sponsors withdrew because they felt they weren't inclusive enough, people like Intel, UPS, the United Way chapters. Greta Vosper, do you believe that the Boy Scouts should be accommodating to openly gay members?
Absolutely, they should. It should be a horrible embarrassment to them that the only reason they are is because of financial considerations, because they lost so many sponsors after their decision 7 months ago. And I think that decision is being revisited now by the executive, much to the chagrin of many of the other members of Boy Scouts of America. But they're saying that in an effort to appease those who will be upset with this, that the churches and faith-based groups that sponsor different troops will be able to use their discriminatory practices in whatever way they want. And I really think that it's time that religious organizations no longer be allowed to use their discriminatory prejudices in whatever way they want. I think that we need to get beyond that as well. And I don't think that religions should be allowed to be judgmental, to
allowed.
Reject, to, yeah, should, yeah,
no
well,
freedom.
Okay, no
you
freedom.
Know what,
you know, when
you
it
know
comes
what, Greta,
to, when it comes to attacking a child's sexuality,
no.
I think that's horrible. I can't imagine how that could possibly be considered a good thing for society as a whole or for the future, or that it could possibly further the mandate of the Boy Scouts of America
Are
to do
finished?
So.
Are you finished?
Sure, go ahead.
Well, you know what? The Boy Scouts is all about teaching children values.
Yeah, it is.
A set
it
of
is.
Values.
And so, and honesty is one
me,
of the things it's
you know,
supposed
I let
to teach.
You speak,
and being
Greta.
Able to be open
well,
is
I
one
let
of
you
them.
Speak,
I'm on
Greta.
A rant,
all right, go
Charles.
Ahead,
you
Charles. Close
people,
it out.
People teach children values. These values come from an historical perspective, a faith-based perspective. But
which
then
needs to evolve.
The bullies like you, Greta, say you won't allow that.
And
the
to be
bullies
held accountable
will
for their
go
behavior
and
the
they'll
atrocities
use their money,
that they have caused.
They'll use the legislative power, and they'll say, you can't teach traditional values. You can't teach.
You can't teach discriminatory prejudices.
Okay, you,
that's
see,
a different
you
thing
use
from
these,
traditional values.
You use these attack bully words.
Well, you
calling
use words
people's
like traditional
names.
And like values.
Oh,
to
yeah,
make it
that's
sound
a
like it's
well, all right,
want.
Charles. Do you believe inclusivity is a value that needs to be upheld or not?
You inclusivity, but you don't have to march to lockstep to the values of Kathleen Wynne and Greta Vosper and the other
well, we're talking
value
about the Boy Scouts.
Bullies. Well, I'm talking about the same thing. The radical leftists who say you're not allowed to teach traditional values.
Honored that you put my
that
name.
That sex
with
is for
Thank
marriage.
You,
sex is not. It's not a sport. It's not a spectator sport. You need to treat it carefully. But you're not allowed to teach that because Alfred Kinseyan teaches.
I don't want to go down Alfred Kinsey Boulevard again. I appreciate
it.
We'll cap it on that note. The Reverend Charles McVitie, President of the Canada Christian College, Greta Vosper, Minister at the West Hill United Church. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Charles.
All right.